This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, good Friday morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek from Boynton Beach, Florida today.
And I'm Jamie Jennings, and I'm in Norman, Oklahoma. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for December 7th, episode 2071, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Hey, Horse World. It's Friday.
When I get off of work on Friday.
Everybody's favorite day of the week on Horses in the Morning.
All right, so we thought we'd do something a little bit different to start the day this morning, and that is bring you a sound file that I put together this morning. We have two things going today. It's December 7th, which is Pearl Harbor Day. It's 77 years ago, Jamie, that Pearl Harbor happened. And then also, of course, earlier in the week, we had the funeral for George H.W. Bush. And, you know, I worked on one campaign in my life, and it was Ronald Reagan and George Bush's when Ronald Reagan first took office. When I was in high school, we had to work on a campaign as part of our senior project, and Ronald Reagan came to New Holland, to the sales stables of all places. And we all went down and saw him, and George Bush was there. They were there together. So it was so cool. So I have memories from, like, when I was a teenager from George Bush. So I put a package together I think everybody's going to like, and it remembers both of them at the same time. So, Jennifer, if you could play that.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
I once heard it said of man that the idea is to die young, as late as possible. At age 85, a favorite pastime of George H.W. Bush was firing up his boat, the Fidelity, and opening up the three 300 horsepower engines to fly, joyfully fly, across the Atlantic with the Secret Service boats straining to keep up. At age 90, George H.W. Bush parachuted out of an aircraft and landed on the grounds of St. Anne's by the Sea in Kennebunkport, Maine, the church where his mom was married and where he worshiped often. Mother liked to say he chose a location just in case the chute didn't open. To his very last days, Dad's life was instructive. As he aged, he taught us how to grow with dignity, humor, and kindness. And when the good Lord finally called, how to meet him with courage and with the joy of the promise of what lies ahead. One reason Dad knew how to die young is that he almost did it twice. When he was a teenager, a staph infection nearly took his life. A few years later, he was alone in the Pacific on a life raft, praying that his rescuers would find him before the enemy did. God answered those prayers. It turned out he had other plans for George H.W. Bush.
Well, we are here and so happy to be here. I'm down. I have a story to tell you guys. All right. I'm down in Boynton Beach and at Jemmy's. We have a venture we're going on for Finding Florida this weekend. All Christmas stuff. But yesterday, I got to have lunch with four hosts from the Horse Radio Network. Five, actually, if we include Jimmy. So we went out to this place called Beauty and the Beef, and it was really a lot of fun in Wellington, Florida.
What?
Beauty and the Beef. And beef is spelled B-E-E-E-F. So obviously it's a high-end burger place and stuff, and they have the best poutine. We had the poutine. So anyway, Reese just came down the day before with their horses from Lexington. She had just gotten there, and Emily lives there, and Caroline, who's Emily's new co-host, was there. Emily texts me like 10 minutes ahead of time saying, "We're going to be a little late. We just left the emergency room." And
what
and
now?
It wasn't Emily this time. So everybody knows, listens to the jumping show, knows Emily gets hurt on a regular basis. Well, this time it was Caroline. So apparently, and I think we've all seen videos of this. I'm not sure how many of us have seen this in person. They were riding horses for a client yesterday at the client's farm. They were on some kind of macadam or something. I don't know the exact story. What? You know, they were tacking up on macadam or driveway of some sort. I don't know. But anyway, it was not sand that they were on. And she needed a leg up. Well, the only one around to give her a leg up on this big horse was the veterinarian. Well, apparently the veterinarian overestimated how much she weighed.
Oh, no.
And went to give her a leg up and threw her over the horse.
Oh,
completely.
No.
Over the horse. And she landed, she said, as I was coming down, I was heading down face first onto the concrete or whatever, and I knew I had to turn so I wouldn't mess up my head. So she said, I turned and I hit the side, and she cracked some ribs.
Oh.
The people in the arena heard her hit. It was that loud when she hit.
Oh, how the hell high did this vet throw her? Good Lord.
And apparently then he forgot to leave go of her foot and was holding on to like she got or he was trying to save her. I don't know which. But she said he was kind of still holding on as my face was about to hit the concrete.
Oh, my gosh. He then flung her downwards because he didn't let go of her foot. Oh, what a moron. I hope he paid her medical bill.
So she said they were broken, maybe a little cracked from what they saw there, but she came to lunch. Obviously she was in a little bit of pain. I was like, you're crazy. I'd be at home.
I'll tell you, I'm going to stop right now and come stop thinking about the fact that I'm doing this radio show on DayQuil. Like, I already feel stupid enough on DayQuil. She was probably on pain meds and went to lunch. Holy moly.
She wasn't. She hadn't taken any. These girls are tough. That's all I can say is horse girls are tough. There's just no two ways about it. They're just tough. But yeah, that was the story that everybody got a kick out of at lunch. We had a guest at lunch that's not a horse girl at all. And these, I mean, Emily and Caroline and Reese can tell some stories. So she got an earful at lunch.
That's awesome.
But it was really good to be with everybody and to see everybody down here in Wellington. It was a lot of fun.
Nice.
Well, Jennifer, what is coming up on today's show?
And I'm back. Coming up on today's show, we get to find out what the heck Feldenkrais is, who he was, and why it's important to horse people, thanks to Mary DeBono. And of course, it's Really Bad Ads Day, so we are going to turn the sarcasm button all the way up to 12. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Thank you, Jennifer. All right, it's time for Daily Winnies, Jennifer.
Daily Winnies? Who wants one of those?
All right, Daily Winnie. My Daily Winnie goes for a bunch of birthdays. We have Charlotte Merrill Smith, our good friend in Ocala. Lisa Kelly, of course, up there in Alaska, ice road trucker. And Chelsea Sievers, who you heard Wednesday on the show doing the product review. All of them are auditors, and happy birthday to all of them. If you have the music, you can play it. If not, Jamie's going to sing it.
Happy birthday.
Good time.
I cannot copy that. Nobody can copy Chili's Winnie, bless his heart.
No, thank God.
This one is even better, though.
It's the best Baby Zara Winnie ever. Okay, so I'm learning so much about being in Oklahoma. By the way, did you guys know that like 1 a.m. this coming tonight morning, it's supposed to start raining, and at 7 a.m. it's supposed to start snowing. And I mean, I know I'm not telling anybody anything new, considering that most of the country is getting this terrible weather, but it's new to me. Okay, so let me just be in misery. Second, my daily Winnie. Here we go. So I'm learning so much about Oklahoma, and I'm learning, but still things continually surprise me. I mean, things people say and things people do and the way people drive. Oh my God, I'm going crazy. So yesterday, Chad and I have to go. We're still trying to figure out our new house that we're going to build, and we have to get a quote. So we had to go to this place where you pick out all of your, like your dishwasher and your, all your kitchen stuff and your supplies, appliances. Thank you. My DayQuil is making my brain not work. So we walk into this guy's store and we're meeting with the manager and he's busy. So we had to wait about 10 minutes. So he comes out and he's like, "Hey, I'm so sorry I'm late." You know, and so Chad's like, "Well, business must be good, right? I mean, how's everything going?" Because Chad's so friendly. And I just, sometimes people say things and I almost fall down because they're so bizarre to me. But this is what this guy says. Chad says, "So business must be good, huh?" And he goes, "Well, hell, I ain't been bird hunting all season. My dogs is so bored."
Welcome to Oklahoma.
I was like, "I'm sorry. What did you say?" "Business is so good. So business must be good, right? Do you expect somebody to say, 'Yeah, hell, I ain't been bird hunting all season. Business so good.'" What?
Please tell me this looks like an old-fashioned store with the dust on the appliances.
Dude, this is like the highest-end store in Oklahoma. We happen to hire a builder who's like, "Well, this like really high-end guy," which we, of course, picked the lowest end of everything. But he sends us to the, and this guy is like young and buff and, you know, dressed in a suit. And everything is like the nicest. Like the first thing we looked at was like a $6,000 stove thing. And I was like,
"Do they know you
no.
only cook broccoli? You really don't need a $6,000 stove."
I said to the guy, I go, "Does this cook your food too?" I'm like, "This seems ridiculous."
You know, tofu cooks on a hot pad, actually.
I mean, y'all gotta, I don't use a microwave, and they had like $2,000 microwaves that pop out of the, they open when you wave your hand in front of them. Like, who needs that? I'm telling you. So to hear this guy, when I walk in this store, hear, "Man, business must be good, huh? Yeah, hell, I've been bird hunting all season. My dogs are so bored." Not expecting that.
And then he's showing you $6,000 stoves.
And then the next thing is a $6,000 stove. I'm like, where am I?
It's time
what
warp.
Vacuum of a weird world
Doctor
am I
Who.
In? Yeah.
You're in a Doctor Who episode.
I'm in a Doctor Who episode. I have transposed into, you know what it is? I'm in Quantum Leap. And I've got to solve the problem for somebody in Oklahoma, and then I get to go home. Oh my God.
I did
That's
see
it!
Though on a good note. On a good note, by the way, do you even own gloves? Did you have to like go out and buy gloves and a hat? And
do you know what gloves I'm using right now? It's so embarrassing. All I have is those fluorescent green riding gloves that I had in Arizona because my hands would sunburn. So no, I don't have any gloves.
You need to go shopping.
I asked them for Christmas.
You do need to go shopping. And then you did get a roof on your barn, I saw in the pictures yesterday.
I did. It's so pretty. There are so many people at my house. I told Chad, I'm like, "Man, it's amazing the things people will do for you if you pay them enough."
If you pay them enough.
Like, people are bustling around, getting things done. I'm like, "This is really impressive. These people are all so nice." I'm like, "Wait, they want their money."
Yeah,
I got it.
That's right.
Okay, cool.
You only paid them half. They need the other half.
Exactly. They're waiting on their final installment.
All right, Jennifer, we're doing things a little differently because I'm away today. So Jennifer's going to call our guest live on the air here. Hopefully, if we can hear her, let's hope we can hear her.
Yes, you can.
And apparently the listeners were hearing the sound file we weren't hearing. That is the most bizarre thing because that's never happened before. But we did I have heard from a couple of them. So go ahead and try and call. Mary DeBono is coming on. She's a Guild-certified Feldenkrais practitioner and the creator of Sense Method for Animals.
Please don't say her name or the whatever it's called again. Don't say it again.
And she lives in California. I can't say any of the names of towns in California.
It's actually spelled wrong, so you're okay.
Is it?
Yeah.
What is it?
I'm looking at it wrong. It's I'll think of it.
Yeah, I know it. I have it right here too. I think Johnny Carson used to say the name.
Hello?
Hello, is this Mary?
It is.
Mary, this is Glenn and Jamie and Jennifer with Horses in the Morning, and you're live on the air now. We appreciate you getting up so early. Where are you in California?
I'm in the San Diego area.
Okay. What's the name of the town?
I do get up early.
That's in LA.
Well, my office is in Encinitas. So it's,
Encinitas. That's how we say it. Okay, good. Yes. So we're talking to you about something, to be honest, I had only heard of for the first time last week when I saw an article, but it was relating to people. It wasn't relating to horses. Yeah. So it's ironic that you're on today to talk a little bit about, is it Feldenkrais? Is that how you say it?
Yes, Feldenkrais. Yeah.
Okay. So
it rhymes with
rice.
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's a good way to remember it.
Yeah. I actually do it, Glenn, with horses and people.
Okay,
and dogs,
good.
Too, for that matter. Yeah, all animals, actually. Yeah, it works amazingly well.
Well, let's explain what Feldenkrais is first so that we can then go into what you do.
Okay, so you know how a lot of riders have, like, knee pain or hip pain or sore backs or maybe they're crooked? Or
I don't know. Jamie and Jennifer have none of those stuff. Do you, Jamie?
All of the above. Go ahead.
You know, it's all right, and it's so common. Or maybe like someone's had a scary fall or they're recovering from injuries. So, you know, we're dealing with all these things, right? So as a Feldenkrais practitioner, I help them improve their mobility, right, so that they can ride with ease again. So it's a very different way of working. It's not massage. It's not chiropractic. It's more about how you function rather than changing your structure. So I'll give you an example.
Okay, yeah.
So a lot of times, this is a really, really common thing I see. I see it across the board in all populations, but really common for riders. When we're sitting, whether we're sitting at like our desk or in our car or on our horse, we tend to weight one seat bone more than the other, habitually, and we don't know it.
Oh, I'm sitting on one right now. You just said that. I'm sitting on the left.
Yep. Okay, see? Okay, that's the one I find the most common, by far the most common. I was amazingly heavy on the left before I started Feldenkrais many, many years ago, and I didn't know about it. Now, by the way, I also had lots of problems with, you know, hip problems, et cetera, due to being so unbalanced. And that was never diagnosed. No one could figure out what was wrong with me. And I do see this all the time with people. So, and it can lead to spinal problems. It leads to a lot of tension up through the back into the neck and shoulder area. So what happens is, you know, you sit like this, you sit this way, maybe at your desk, in your car, you know, and then again, you're not going to sit differently on your horse. You're going to be weighting that side more. And a lot of times you don't even know it because your brain has said, okay, that's what we do. That's like ground zero. That's our neutral.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really not your neutral. So it's super important to start to pay attention to that. Now, one way you can do it is you can kind of just slip your hands under and see if one seat bone is heavier. But I'm going to caution about that. Just slipping your hands under changes how you're sitting. So it may not give you a true reading.
And it's hard to hold the reins that way, too.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I wouldn't recommend that on your horse, but even just in your car, you know, sitting at your desk, right?
Yeah.
So, but what I do when people come to my office for Feldenkrais, I can usually see it in their body if they're weighting one side heavier, and I can see it on their horse too, but I'll just slip my hands under their seat bones and go, oh, wow, my left hand is really getting squished. And they're like, oh, now that you say that, I can feel it. But a lot of times we can't even feel it. So think about what happens. If you're squishing your, you know, if your left side is heavier, which is very common, It's not always that way, but it's common. Your right side of your trunk, like your right ribs, will be closer together generally. It draws up your right leg, so it kind of shortens it. So a lot of people will tell me, I can't keep my right leg in position, or I lose my stirrup constantly on the right. And what I realize is, look, it's coming from here. Look at how you're sitting on your pelvis. Look at what's happening in your trunk. That's what determines what's going to happen in your legs.
How do you fix it, though? I mean, it's subconscious that you're doing
it. Yes. But what's wonderful about the Feldenkrais method, which was originated by a man named Dr. Moshe Feldenkrais, by the way, Freud has that funny name. That was his name, Moshe Feldenkrais, is we have very particular movement lessons. We don't like to call them exercise, because exercise you think of like going to the gym and, you know, working out. This is much more about being very, very mindful about how you do movements. So you really slow way down when you do them. And then your brain starts to say, oh, I notice a difference now. And it starts to create these new neural connections. So you can change how you move. And your brain wants you to move well, okay? It's like a, you know, a self-preservation thing. It doesn't want all this wear and tear we're doing to ourselves. So once it starts to feel what healthy, efficient movement feels like, it will start to do that automatically. And you'll start to be able to interrupt these habits.
Jamie, this reminds me, actually, when we were talking, Jamie is a certified Monty Roberts instructor, and when we talked about with you working with the babies or the ones who are a little out of control, you do that, right? I mean, you're trying to get yourself to the point where you're slowed down, you're focused so that your energy is not transferring to them.
Yeah, I had to explain it to a bunch of students that when you're working with a Mustang, you have to almost practice Tai Chi, and your breath has to be involved and your movements have to be very smooth and steady. Monty says you want to move around like you're in heavy oil, you know, and to me, Tai Chi made more sense, like how you do have to control your breath. If you walk up to a wild Mustang and you have a jerky movement and you are holding your breath, that thing is going to be in Texas. Right. Bye.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's really, again, about being intentional, right? And being aware. So many of us hold our breath, right? So that's another thing we talk a lot about in the Feldenkrais method is, you know, how you breathe. It's not that there's one correct way to breathe. It depends on the circumstances.
But you just have to do it.
Getting that awareness.
All right. But then I'm going to play devil's advocate.
That's true.
Mary, I'm going to play devil's advocate a little bit, okay?
Sure, yes, please.
I can really see, you know, we've been doing these shows for a long time, and we talked to a lot of people, and I can really see how something like this, when you're doing Grand Prix dressage, where the minutest thing, sitting wrong, doing anything wrong, is going to cause your horse to do something a little off. And it comes back to how you're sitting and what you're doing. It's the minutest thing. But if I'm a trail rider, I just go out on the weekends and trail ride. Why is this important to me?
Oh, it's so important. I'll tell you. First of all, it's important to you for your own body, because what happens is these habits that we get, these what I call inefficient habits, they create micro damage. And then over time, that can lead to a huge problem. For example, a gentleman came to see me once. Actually, you know, his coworker dragged him to my office. She used to attend my horse clinics. And he was facing his fourth spinal surgery. He was a scientist, and he sat at his desk all day. And I could see the second he came into my office and sat down, I knew what was wrong with him. It's that he was, by the way, he was sitting so crooked, which, again, is extremely common. He was creating this damage. So each time the surgeon would fix him in one place, use that, and then it would go somewhere else. So this kept happening. But like I said, when he was facing his fourth one, his colleague said, no, you're not doing this again. You're going to go see Mary. And I helped him realize no one had ever pointed that out to him. It's not something that we know how to change generally, unless you're a Feldenkrais practitioner or another kind of movement specialist where you can say, okay, this is what you're doing, but now I'm going to give you the tools. I'm going to give you movement lessons so you can change that. And I'm happy to say he didn't need another surgery again. So that is important for you, number one. And again, it may not be that severe that a person needs spinal surgery, but maybe they get a neck ache, or that, you know, at the base of the neck and the shoulder that tends to be tight in a lot of people, that can come from this. So it could be that you start to have a hip problem because of being so imbalanced. That's number one. Now, just say...
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say now about your horse. So just say this trail rider that we're talking about that doesn't really care about like fine weight aids and, you know, subtle distinctions. That horse is dealing with this imbalance all the time. So you're like saying to your horse, look, I'm heavier here, so that I can feel in a horse's back when the rider is out of balance. Because of what the muscles have to do to compensate, what the entire rib cage of the horse has to do to compensate, and how they learn to tune out things. We want our horses to be sensitive so that they can respond to us. Well, these poor horses, they're, I mean, it's just riding becomes so much more effortful for them and can lead to damage to them as well.
We've seen demonstrations of that too. I was at WEG and they had one of those fancy, super fancy riding machines that looks like a horse and you do the whole simulation.
Yep.
But it has all the sensors to tell where your weight is. And it's really made for dressage riders and jumpers too. But it really could tell. And every single person, I must have watched it for an hour one day, and every single person that got on it was off balance. Every single one.
You see? Yep. You see? And this is true even for my Grand Prix clients, you know what I mean? They're at the highest levels of the sport, and they're out of balance as well. So their horses are having to deal with that. So things get so much easier for you and for your horse when you learn how to sit in balance. And that's only just one example. There are many, many different things. You know, but that is the most common thing I do see that I help people with.
All right. So I'm assuming, you know, some of our people are pretty rural. They live out in the middle of nowhere. And they're not going to have a Feldenkrais practitioner anywhere close to go see. So how do people get help with this when you know, they're not near you?
Okay. Well, I do have a lot of online resources. Many of them are free. I have a lot of little video clips on YouTube. If you go to youtube.com/MaryDeBono, and I have little like 5 to 9 minute exercises that they can do. And then I do have online services as well. I do coaching online for people so they can live anywhere. I mean, I coach people in Africa. So it's pretty cool. It's amazing what you can do online.
Well, and I think, you know, I think this kind of thing is important. Sometimes we forget about the fact that we're the one causing most of the problems when it comes to riding.
Exactly.
And nobody wants to think that because that requires effort to fix it too, right? I mean, so you don't want to think you're the problem because then you have to be the solution to the problem. So instead, what we do is we find a new bit, we find a new saddle, the saddle's wrong, the bit's wrong, all of that's wrong.
You have figured out how to save the world. Oh my
God,
you're amazing.
It's all. But isn't it true? What we find mostly in problems with riders is the rider, not the horse or the tack.
Exactly. Yep. And I'll give you another quick example. A gal came to me, she's 45, she's ridden her whole life. She's a jumper rider, really good, but she's having trouble with her left leg. Well, she has had surgery on her left leg 20 something years prior, and she had actually partial muscle removal there in her lower leg. And she's like, I can't keep this leg on because of the differences in my structure. Well, in one session, I showed her how to move differently from her hip. Now, in her case, she wasn't crooked the way we were talking about earlier. She had a whole different problem. She couldn't believe it. She texted me the next day and said, I can't believe that in one session, something I've been dealing with for over 20 years, I can now keep my leg on my horse. So it's like these little tweaks we can do and having that awareness that, wait a minute, maybe you can just move a little differently, can really make a profound change for riders and for their horses. And
Go ahead. Where I was just going to say, we only have a minute or two. So,
okay. So I wanted to give your listeners something real quick and easy that's going to sound counterintuitive. But you know how most of the time, if you have an issue, like you want to fix that issue, like we want to say, oh, my right leg isn't staying in place. For example, I'm trying to like make it do it. My challenge to you guys is, make the easy side feel like the difficult side.
What do you mean?
So for example, just say it's my right leg that kind of creeps up and has some issues, doesn't stay in position on my horse. Okay, leave that alone. Now, notice what's happening in your left leg. Can you make that have that same sensation? Can you shorten the muscles in your trunk? Can you pull that hip up? Can you do these different things to make the left side feel awkward, uncomfortable, or whatever the issue is? And then notice what happens on the right side.
It fixes itself.
Because what you're doing is you're...
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
It fixes itself? So the right side fixes itself?
It fixes itself. Exactly. And in more than 25 years of teaching this, it's never let me down. When I tell that to people, they look at me like I'm crazy. Then they go, okay, I'll try it. And I say, do it many different ways wrong on the left side, for example, if that's your easy side. They'll do it. They'll go, okay, you know. And I go, no, that's not bad enough. Do it worse. And then I say, okay, now notice what your right side's doing. And they're like, oh my God, how did that happen?
Not to be whatever, but I have been trying to sit on my right butt cheek this whole conversation, and it's really hard.
Yeah, it's hard. Okay. I was trying to do it too.
Yeah, you know, because you can't fix it through force. You can't fix it through willpower. It's through awareness. And I have like I think it's a 9-minute free video on YouTube that helps that tremendously.
Well, send us all those links so we can post them for our listeners to go see. Because it's funny, just the difference. And like, I feel like my right side, now that I'm sitting on my right seat bone, my right side feels like it's stretchy out a little bit.
Yes.
And it's definitely, of all the things you said, that's the thing that grabbed me the most. So
and Jennifer just said that she's doing this too. Jennifer, remember the other day I was in the carriage behind her, and she said, am I crooked? And you were off on your left too. It was the same thing.
Oh yeah. I'm so crooked. That computerized machine,
it's
all the
so
lights would have gone up. Buzzers would have gone off. Get her off the horse.
Mary, we got to let you go.
But again,
where can we get some more information?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure to be on your show.
It's marydebono.com. Actually
DeBono. Well, they can find me that way, but also DeBonoMoves.com. Just one word, DeBonoMoves.com.
Okay. DeBonoMoves.com.
And they can find me that way.
Sounds good. Thank you, Mary. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Okay. Have a wonderful day, guys. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right.
My right side is like stretching out.
Everybody has this problem. Is there anybody that does this well? We're
probably
all sitting crooked today.
Reese probably sits perfect.
She would tell you she didn't, though. I think she's left-sided, too. They had this conversation on the show one night, because I think Phil gets after her all the time about it. So even top-level Grand Prix riders have the same issue. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Well, that's good. So let's go to Kentucky Performance Products, Jennifer, and then we're going to come back. I have to tell you about something that's new to the market that's cool that you can hear all about.
You muck out his stall every day. You toss him hay and feed him his grain with just the right supplements mixed in. You adjust his blankets to keep him comfortable. And you always make sure he has enough fresh water. Before you ride, you brush off all the dirt and notice every bump or scratch. As you train, you feel every stride and notice each swivel of his ears as he listens to your aids. After you ride, you pause for a hug, because your relationship is what it's really all about. The feeling you get when you hug your horse is priceless. It's why we do what we do at Kentucky Performance Products. This feeling is brought to you by Nalox Advanced. Fight back against colic and digestive upset. Nalox Advanced provides a scientifically advanced blend of ingredients that work synergistically to maintain your horse's digestive tract in peak condition. The horse that matters to you matters to us.
And I'm going to get Karen's coming down, the owner of Kentucky Performance Products. She's coming down to Wellington. I'm going to get to see her for lunch on Monday. So I'm excited about that. Hey, Jamie, did you hear? You've had to heard about this because about 50 listeners sent this to me about the new blanket that's being designed that's fire retardant.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the 50 people that sent to me the horse that went in the hospitals. But no, I did see this blanket 47 times as well. So yeah, this is really awesome.
Well, and
it's like Paris Hilton's designer or something.
Actually, it was the tennis player, Serena Williams.
Okay.
Yeah, so she designs clothes, apparently, and her name's Dahlia McPhee.
McPhee.
Dahlia McPhee, and she's a clothing designer, but also has horses. And she designed a blanket after the fire. She lives in California, and after the fires, she designed a blanket that's fully fire retardant. So if you're at a point where you can't get your horse out and you have to turn him loose, you can put this blanket on them, and at least it gives them a fighting chance. That's the idea. Well, on the Piper over on what episode of the podcast, Jennifer 101, which comes out tomorrow, had a full interview with her about this blanket. And, you know, when I heard all about this, and by the way, it also comes with a GPS tracker in it.
That's the most amazing
brilliant,
part.
Right? So you got a fire retardant. By the way, why has there never been a fire retardant blanket before for a horse? I don't get that. That seems like that would have been done a long time ago. But she has GPS tracker in it and the whole thing. You would expect it's a designer for stars and celebrities. Designed a fire retardant blanket with a GPS tracker. I expected $1,000. Isn't that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
$300 $200 and some dollars. So it's a price of a blanket. And I was shocked it was that low. But you can hear all about it on the Plaidcast episode 101 that comes out tomorrow.
I mean, I can't even imagine how long she's been working on this. Probably years. I can't wait to hear that interview.
Yeah, I know. And it's something that's so practical. I'm just shocked it has never been done before.
Why is it only coming out now after all the damn fires? Why didn't...
Because she's been working on it for years, probably what the answer is. I imagine that just it's certified. It says it's certified by one of the leading fire testing sources in the industry. Testing was probably the longest thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, if it gives your horse a fighting chance and in situations like that, why not? And you posted a picture. Let's give a plug to one of our sponsors for Radiothon right here. You posted a picture of all your horses in their new WeatherBeta blankets.
Well, no.
No?
I posted a picture of Rocket and Tank in their WeatherBeta blankets. Yeah. And since then, Groot and Zara's have come in. So I've got more WeatherBeta blankets to get. This, I freaking love this one.
Which one did you get?
It's a WeatherBeta. It's a heavy, but you know how they have the detach a neck blankets in every kind. This is not a detach neck. It's a neck that stays on it. So you don't have to mess with all those buckles. All you do is like Velcro it underneath the throat. I'm trying to look for the name right now, but it is so cool. And the detach-a-neck blankets are like $280. You know, this one was $129 for this heavy navy blue blanket that has the neck already attached. I think it's awesome. And I couldn't believe the price for it. And so I bought all of them over the past couple of weeks. I couldn't do it all at once, but I'm finding the name right now on Amazon.
Yeah. And you've had a few to buy because when horses live in Arizona, they don't really
only three of
300 grams of fill.
Only three of the princesses get the heavy, nice ones. Everybody else is using the old mediums that I had in Arizona that are mainly just waterproof.
Yeah, exactly. They can grow hair.
Like Zeus has hair. Duke has hair. Chili has Cushing's disease. So my God, his hair is like a foot long.
He's finally happy.
He's like, this is great.
Yeah. He's finally happy. All right, Jennifer, let's hear from Ovation. And then why don't we do some really bad ads?
I got the name of it.
What is it?
It's the WeatherBeta Comfitech.
Yes.
Essential. That one.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Okay. Yeah. And you can get that in detach a neck or attach neck like you.
Yes. But the attach neck is way cheaper.
Okay. Got it.
Horse people know that they can count on Ovation's value, quality, and style when it comes to hard-wearing schooling attire, affordable show gear for horse and rider, or top-of-the-line equipment for riders at every level. From breeches to bridle works, saddles to stock ties, helmets to half chaps, Ovation is the premier brand of riding apparel and equipment for you and your horse in the United States, outfitting riders at every level from head to toe. Ask for Ovation brand riding helmets, breeches, and footwear at your local tack store, or go online to ovationriding.com and see the fantastic variety of quality, fashion-forward, affordable products from Ovation. ovationriding.com.
right. Play it, Jennifer.
Oh, crap.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
All right, it is that time. It's time for some really bad ads brought to you by Tack of the Day. Tack of the Day.
Why has nobody bought me animals to wear yet? I want one of those big sweatshirts, and it has the horse design painted on the back of it. Yeah. Why has nobody got me one of those yet? I don't understand. What do I have to do?
She's a super nice lady that started those, and she, the animals wear products, and we've had her on the show over the years. I mean, this was years ago, and she actually still, to this day, I saw her last year, the year before, goes out. These are all event horses, most of them, and she goes out to Rolex and sits on the cross country course and draws the designs. And she'll go to dressage and sit there and draw the designs. You can see her drawing them. And they're very, you know, artsy fartsy, but they are so popular. They have them on Tack of the Day.
They have them on Tack of the Day right now. They're going to have all their new stuff here soon, but they have them on Tack of the Day in like the holiday gift section. I mean, what do I have to do? For God's sake, tackoftheday.com.
What size do you wear? Let's clarify for everybody.
It's not your problem. It's not your problem.
Yeah, they have that. I saw they have bait saddles up there.
Yeah, like $1,000 off of bait saddles. They have the Wintec saddle giveaways and deals. They've got all sorts of stuff on Tack of the Day. It's not just, sorry, I'm getting stuffier as the show is going on.
Well, that'll make really bad ads funnier.
Yeah, exactly. So, no, it's not just one item anymore. You know, when you started it back in the dark ages, Glenn, because
yeah, it really was. we were coding that website by hand.
Yeah, there was one item. Now there's, I mean, like 100 items, because you've got the Tack of the Day, the regular item, then you've got the bonus item, and then you've got the stable essentials, and now they've got like Western stuff. They've taken off. It's taken off. You should have cashed in on that. You should have. Probably made some more money off that.
I should have. I'd be rich now.
Yeah.
All right. So that's tackoftheday.com. Now they change at noontime. So you're going to, if you want anything we just talked about, you're listening live.
Lot of these stay, not only the main item changes every day. I mean, don't ask me how I know.
I'm looking at the shirt they have for sale right now about eventers, and it says eventer. Number one, some days a sick day isn't really a sick day.
Yeah.
Number two, confidence is the feeling you have before you fully understand the situation. That is so true of everything in life. And number three, you have nothing to fear but tricaners. Banks and water. So, yeah. So that second thing, though, got me. Confidence is a feeling you have before you fully understand the situation.
You know what?
True.
Number three, add ditch and wall. Okay.
Or anything else.
Tricaners are horrible.
Oh, there should be plastic bags in there, too. Ditches and walls, tricaners, banks, and plastic bags.
Yeah.
All of those things. All right. So you can find all of that at tackoftheday.com. We have some great prizes today for the month of December. And these are all prizes that were donated for Radiothon, but they came in too late to get them in. And it turns out they're all kind of cool handmade stuff. So, and they're listeners. So a listener of ours by the name of Carrie Garvey is donating. She does custom etched glasses, like glasses you drink out of, and they are so cool. And what's really cool is this. She said that whoever wins this, the winner can send a photo of their horse, cat, or dog, and she'll etch it on the wine glass, on a stemless wine glass, or on a regular pint glass. So you're going to get a custom etched glass of your horse or your dog. If you send a cat, I will divorce you. You're never allowed to listen to this show again. But you can send your horse or your dog. And she'll etch it on the glass. Isn't that cool?
You can send your cat to, just don't tell Glenn. Now, the other thing, it's amazing. And I wish I could look at the link right now that you posted, but my internet
really
is not
good.
Fast.
This girl is really good. Carrie does a great job. And another listener, you're going to tell about that.
Oh
one.
My gosh. Allison Muldoon, if you guys don't remember, she is the one that makes like teeny tiny little handmade figurines of your horse. And she does them custom. I got all my students these last year for Christmas. They're like these teen, like she made a little Zeus in a horse HRN coffee cup. It's the cutest thing ever. And
well, she's giving holiday one away. So that she made specially for the holidays. If you notice, the little horse in the chocolate mug has a little candy cane. So that's the one she's given away this year, is that, because guess what she just had is a baby like 2 weeks ago. So
she's not doing custom orders. Fitting them in before Christmas.
No, this is right now. You can get everything that's on her Etsy shop, and we'll put a link to that in the show notes as well. But yeah, so she's given away this one that she made. It's the Christmas figurine. So,
and where can people access show notes, Glenn?
Show notes, they can go to horsesinthemorning.com for this episode. For today's
and
episode.
If you are buying something out of her Etsy shop, HRN15 as a code, and you get 15% off. Now, the last one is very disturbing.
These are people who are listen to our show, and a listener here in the United States arranged all this to make sure this happened, but they're out of New Zealand, and it's a vet school out of New Zealand, and they have a tradition every year. For the last 14 years, their main source of raising money, apparently, when you're halfway through vet school, they do a thing that they go away. Everybody goes away for a day and they just have fun. It's like a big party. And they go river rafting and spa treatments and all kinds of stuff, because vet school is not easy. So halfway through vet school, they do this halfway day and they go. Well, they've been doing something called the Barely There calendar. And it is just what you think. It is the vet students dressed up in nothing.
They're naked. Now, the girls look amazing. Okay, the girls are sitting on a tractor. They look amazing. But the dudes, there's a picture of three guys naked with boots on. And there's uncastrated male sheep that are involved in this photo. And we're seeing all those boy parts. I'd rather see the other boy parts. I don't want to see uncastrated male sheep balls, but they're clearly on display.
I put that in there just for you.
Thank you for that. That's going to just haunt me forever. But the men are amazing. They're very handsome. You can see abs and stuff. But you can't see the abs of the sheep because what is wrong? Because I can't look past the cojones that are just flopping around. Oh my God.
Some of the other pictures, if you get past that, some of the other pictures are very well done, though. They're a tractor.
That one is very well done. You can't see anything but sheep balls. Good God.
They're men and women. But anyway, we got three of these Barely There vet calendars all the way from New Zealand. And thanks to one of our listeners for helping get this arranged. We're going to give three of those away, and I'm saving one for Jamie.
How do you get the sheep to lay on their back?
Sheep will do that. That's how they shear them, too. They just do it. They just give up and do
kind
it. I don't know. It's crazy. All right. So we got a lot of great prizes. Let's do some really bad ads. Jennifer, you're going to have to help out. Apparently, we have a lot of ads today, Jamie, that are submitted by our listeners. And of course, they get double the entries for doing that.
Right, yeah. Here we go.
Two of these from
Coral
calendars.
First up.
Hi, it's Coral here with another really bad ad. So as I was reading this one, I kind of felt like it needs to be read where the periods, you say stop. So anyway, here it goes. Horse boarding stalls available. Stalls available. Stop. Full care board. Stop. First class individual care. Stop. Great clean facility. Stop. Outdoor ring and round pen. Stop. Friendly, helpful atmosphere. Stop. Tons of trails! Exclamation mark, exclamation mark. No drama. All in caps. Stop. References available. Stop. Town of Holland. Stop. Email, text, or call for more info or to visit. Stop. Anyway, that's just how I read it when I saw it. I feel like they didn't know how to create a complete sentence, so they just put their thoughts and then put periods after them. Anyway, that's what I got today. Thanks.
I like it. I like it.
Is it better to do that or do what I do and do the run-on sentences? Which is better?
I don't think either one is okay because this was over-punctuated, so she did a good job reading it. Well, James sent in the next one, and let's see.
Oh, it's in our neighborhood, Danelle in Florida. It's right up the street.
Oh, nice. I think James lives in Florida because he always sends Florida ones. Need a new horse. Merry Xmas from me to you for $2,000. That mean that he's giving you a horse.
That's what
Christmas,
it sounds like, isn't it?
And you give him $2,000. Need a new horse. Merry Xmas from me to you. $2,000. AQHA 5-year-old mare Sound trained for Western pleasure and started on trail into Eads A Forever Home. Can be rode by anyone that knows anything about riding. There's no compound words allowed. Can Clipper. She stands for farrier and is loves people. Hurry, because I keep changing my mind.
You know it's a dealer when the last line is in there. If you ever see hurry because I keep changing my mind, it's a dealer.
Here's the thing. Let me take that a step further. If you're going to buy a horse and they're like, well, you know, I've got a lot of people interested and somebody's coming out to see her, you know, but if you pay now, I'll hold her for you. There's not another person, okay? They're just messing with you. Same thing. Listen, you know, I've got her sold, but if you want her, here's what we can do. I'll make an arrangement for you. Don't do that.
And don't take a check.
Don't buy a horse sight unseen, okay? We've got plenty of listeners that will go see your horse that you want to go see across the country, okay? Because bad things have happened.
Don't buy a trailer that way either, we've learned on this show.
Yeah, don't do that either.
Lorene did her own.
Oh, yay!
Jamie's
favorite. Hi, this is Lorene Barden. I'm going to read a really bad ad. It's titled Horse 2003 Bay Roan AQHA Mare, $2,800, Fraser. Run Gymkhana for teens, sorted a few times, help to train horses, used on kids camp ponies, not used much, last 4 years. Payments with half down board, $225 mo, including hay on pasture, parentheses, $125 summer. Beginner adult okay with someone to give her rides for a week or so, payments $250 mo for 6 mo, plus board or board at your place with clearance from landlord. That's it. That's the whole ad. I have no idea what it means. Have a great day.
Wait,
bye.
Did she say you can board her? Now, she lives in New York, obviously. Did she say you can board your horse at your house if your landlord clears it? That's New York, right?
That's it. That's right. You probably need to go to the town council to get approval.
So I live in a 7th floor apartment. That's 600 square feet, but
and the yard is 10 by 10.
Is it cool if I bring my horse? And I saw Secret Life of Pets. I remember people have pets in New York. It's
hey,
cool.
The new one's coming out. It looks really funny.
They had to, of course, change the main guy's voice.
It looks really funny.
Did you see that guy who did the voice of that dog had to get fired because he got busted like sexually molesting people, so that
Disney
clearly couldn't use the same guy. Yeah,
I didn't know that. Way to take it down there, Jamie.
You're welcome. I can't go.
You know what I'm so proud of? I am so proud of the fact that we have trained a whole litany of ad readers to our
side. You know, I feel like that is, yes, that is nice. I feel like we should have run out of ads by now.
You're right.
Right. How is this? We have not trained
generation.
We haven't trained a generation of ad writers, just ad readers.
Right. Andrea said the next one, 7-year-old mare pony, $175 in Blount County.
Is this mine or yours?
Oh, it's mine. Okay. Andrea's.
I need to refresh.
7-year-old mare pony. She's around 42 inches. She is not broke to ride. Can be hard to catch. She is skittish until she warms up. Looking for a forever home for her would make a good Xmas present for a little girl.
No!
If interested, send me a text. Can deliver for extra. Okay, so we have a skittish 42-inch mare pony that's hard to catch, and we're going to buy it for a little girl.
There is no part of a 42-inch, untouched, unhandable, untrained horse pony, mare pony, that is not a good Christmas present for a child. Why? You know what? We've trained readers. We haven't trained writers, but have we trained buyers yet? Can we train a buyer? Please do not buy this present for your little girl. You will end up like what happened to me, which is when my parents bought me a pony that was in one of those pony ride things. You know, like they put them on the little walker and they walk around in circles. And my parents bought me one of those pony. Bless her heart, Snowflake. I doubt many would have put up with as much as I did, but turns out that a horse that is tied to a mechanical arm that walks willingly, but she was sold from there, so there had to be a reason. She wasn't broke. Like, she's not trained. I couldn't catch her. I couldn't ride her. You know what? Persistence paid off.
She only steered one direction.
This is the pony that ran me smack into a tree. Because she just galloped. That's all she did. Don't buy. This is like, I'm having flashbacks of like buying this present.
But somebody that's never touched a horse before is buying this pony for their kid right now.
My parents did that.
Right now.
I'm lucky to be alive. I see pictures of me flying. My mother was photographing the moments of me being run away with by a little pony with no helmet on. And she's like, that's so great.
It's just like the movies.
How many times, those of you listening, I need to hear from you. How many times do you think back to things that you did as a child and you're like, how did I not die? That is one of those moments. Do not buy this for a little girl. Please.
Next one up is yours. Oh my God.
This beautiful old horse trailer. It is not a new trailer. It is clearly advertised as an old horse trailer, and it's under the special price, which is $100 in Lacombe. Where's the Lacombe? I'm assuming this is somewhere in the south because it's rusted out, and it's amazing. Old two horse trailer. Very heavy. Really? I don't know about that.
I don't know how it's heavy.
We'll get to that. Would make a nice quad trailer. Needs flooring. And sidewalls, and it's the old open type.
It's open, all right.
It's open. There's no walls. There's half a floor. There's no roof. How is this heavy?
It's heavy because it's stuck fast in the frozen tundra where it's sitting.
It's true.
That's what makes it heavy.
So we have a trailer that's one of the convertible type that does. This one went beyond that, though. It just doesn't have walls or floor either.
Yeah. Yeah. This is amazing. And there's no like front end hookup way to hook it up either. That's gone.
No hitch. You don't need that.
You know what makes it heavy, Glenn, is all the rust on the front.
That is a bizarre trailer.
Who sent this one in? Debbie, this is awesome. This is awesome.
Hey, Joy dropped in with an ad. Let's hear from her.
Hi there. This is Joy Hills from Kalamazoo, Michigan with a really bad ad I found today on Facebook. This is looking for recommendations in Michigan. Looking for a barrel horse. Do not prefer mare, stallions, bays, or chestnuts. That's it. So by getting rid of mares, that's probably 50% of your prospects. Most horses are bays or chestnuts. Then you add the stallion in there, too. She's looking for that unicorn. And notice that she didn't mention the ideal price. I'd also like to mention that no one has commented on this. That's a pretty bad ad.
I mean, why wouldn't you just say, hey, looking for a gray gelding. What you got?
Exactly. The barrel races. All right, Lindsay sent the following one in. It's back. Organic fed manure. Come and get it. Easy access. First pick is 6+ weeks old. Leave some beer as an offering. Everyone likes Mike's crap.
What?
In other words, you come and get Mike's crap and you leave some beer and you can have it for free. Oh my God. It's organic fed, Jamie. The manure is organic fed. It didn't say what it was coming out of, did it?
No.
What, Jen, what'd you say?
I think that needs to be the other way around. When you come and get it, he will give you a beer for taking some.
Yes.
Then he'll get rid of some manure.
And I kind of want to know what animal it's coming out of. If it's dog fed, dog manure, I don't want it.
That's true. That would be really gross.
Yeah.
I always said that if horse poop smelled like cat poop, nobody would ride horses.
That, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Tammy sent the following in. Mini crane, $1,850. Oh, this is in Arizona. Dateland, Arizona. Oh, is there really a Dateland, Arizona? It sounds like a dating app.
I don't know.
To Dateland and meet your wife. Ran good 10 years ago when parked. Weighs approximately 9,000 pounds, $1,850. I thought this was one of those fake ads for a horse, but if it weighs 9,000 pounds, I doubt it. It's actually for a crane.
Oh, like one of those, like, sale, a halter. Attached to a two-year-old.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. It was a Facebook ad, but nope, this is actually for a crane. And it only ran good 10 years ago. Since then, not so good.
Well, I don't know. They just parked it. Uta sent the last one in. And okay, I think this is Craigslist. Perfect guy's horse in parentheses, wink emoji in parentheses, Phoenix. Oh, Lord. Mia is the sweetest, most broke horse you will ever ride. Mia is 14.2 hands and 18 years old. Mia was shown as a cutting horse. Mia is very broke. Mia works the cattle very well. Mia is a quad dog, firecracker, and myth busters. Don't try this at home safe. Mia is a unicorn. Mia will happily stand by while your son, nephew, or husband does what boys do. What does that mean? You know what my boy does? He pees outside. So that's you can stand on Mia and pee. Again, Mia is a unicorn. But let's keep that between us, you know, because they're boys and boys don't want unicorns. I can deliver Mia to your place on Christmas morning via my badass all guy giant rig. Driver in Santa suit is an extra charge.
What's the horse's name? I didn't catch that.
I don't know. I can't remember. I didn't hear it for you. Let's see how many times in three, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Ten.
Ten. There you go. Perfect guy's horse right there. Now, that means something completely different in Amish country when you read those ads. Completely different. All right. Thank you, everybody, for submitting ads. You're all up for the five prizes that were given away this month. And we really appreciate the listeners who donated the prizes this month, too. Jamie, I have to go do an adventure here in Florida. We had like four things to do today. You have a barn to build. You have to get back to pounding nails. We'll be back here on
I got to go get a roll bale.
Horse is getting hungry.
And it's kind of gonna snow. So,
no, that's true. Yeah,
I don't have a barn.
Blankets out. You got the blankets just in time. So that's
good. I
did.
I actually had to pay rush shipping on one.
Well, you're gonna have fun. You're gonna remember the old days of putting blankets on and off and on and off and on and off, and they're frozen solid in a sheet of ice, and you go to hang them over the fence, and they don't even bend. They're so frozen. Those days you get to look forward to. I'm glad I could help you with that visualization right now. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you, Jennifer.
Tell me when I'm leaping into the right body, or what do I need to do to leap out of this place?
You need a transporter like on Star Trek.
I'm in Quantum Leap. You're totally right. You nailed it.
Beam him up, Scotty.
Bay Neutergeld.